Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The Scott administration has received permission from the federal government to use Medicaid funds on a long-term program that provides inpatient services for Vermonters addicted to opioids and other drugs. Vermont Health Access Commissioner Corey Gustafson says Vermont's waiver to use the funds was set to expire in several years. Now the program has been permanently renewed, and Gustafson says it saves the state roughly $9 million a year.
That's the certainty that we were looking for. Total number of beds that would become, that are in use now, but that become permanently available, depending on how the system evolves, of course. But we're talking about 153 beds across Vermont.
Gustafson says there were more than 1,750 admissions to the program in 2017. He says, though, that does not reflect the total number of Vermonters using these services because admission numbers also include return visits. Police say the confrontation on a Vermont bridge that ended with a man plunging to his death was a planned fight to settle a dispute over a woman. Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo said Monday that 20-year-old Jared Streeter ultimately fell 50 feet off the railroad bridge connecting Burlington and Winooski, suffering fatal head trauma. The Burlington Free Press reports 20-year-old Joshua Granger fled the scene, then turned himself in 15 minutes later. Granger of Winooski pleaded not guilty Monday to a charge of second-degree murder. Prosecutors have asked that Granger remain jailed without bail. Police say Granger told them there was an ongoing dispute between him and Streeter concerning a girl they both liked. If convicted, Granger faces 20 years to life in prison. Vermont Secretary of State Jim Kondo says he's disappointed the U.S. Supreme Court upheld an Ohio law that he says makes it too easy for officials to remove a person's name from a voter checklist. Under the Ohio law, people who fail to vote in a statewide election are sent a card confirming their address. Individuals who don't return the card and also don't vote in the next election are then automatically purged from the checklist. Kondo says Vermont does not have an automatic process to remove voters. He says it's a decision that's left to local civil boards of authority. And Kondo says he thinks it should be very difficult to remove a voter from a checklist.
You can do it, but does that make it the right way to do it, the right thing to do? We would say no, that we prefer to lean towards allowing the voter to have the access to vote in an election.
Kondo says Vermont's same-day registration law protects voters who find that they have been removed from their local checklist. Police say a man who threatened to fire a flare gun at his girlfriend's head now faces multiple charges, including an attempted murder charge. Rutland police say they took the 34-year-old man into custody Monday without incident. He's charged with attempted murder, second-degree aggravated domestic assault, and interference with access to emergency services, among other charges. High in the sky today, mostly sunny, mixed with a few high clouds. Breezy and warm today, highs upper 70s to low 80s.